downstairs, you know. You're downstairs, okay. Uh-huh. They'd have stairs.
Uh-huh.
If you're saying, on the, I mean, you know, a lot of times, well, I guess they were outside, they mm-hmm. were stairs, and well, inside, well, yeah, they had staircases, stairways. Or,
mm-hmm. What but, about, you mm-hmm. know, some kitchens had a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and things? You familiar
yeah.
with that?
I've heard of it, you know. I've heard of that. But I guess that must have been for better off type of people.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember
know?
What they called us?
No, the only thing I'd know about it really something that's built off from the house was smokehouses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bathrooms.
Uh-huh. What did they call those bathrooms that were built off?
Toilets. You know, uh-huh. they would call it toilet.
Any other names for them? Common names people have?
Yeah, let's see what we call them. Well, we call them toilets. I tell you, all I remember, all we ever call them, you know, was
mm-hmm.
all I can remember, toilets, you know, mm-hmm. we call them. Now, I guess, I think I have heard of other names, but they're not really popular
mm-hmm.
around this, you know, area.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's about all I can know, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now,
ahead.
I find, in, you know, so like I told you about different areas that are not very far from here, names change mm-hmm. for different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I say just 30 miles into Mississippi, you know, they got, you find people just got different names. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just funny how close they are to us, and yet they have different
mm-hmm.
names for different things. But, you know, that's the way it is.
Did you ever mm-hmm. hear, on the kitchen, did you ever hear of a buttery or pantry? Or
pantry, of course, yeah, but I thought they were in pantry.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Sure, we got pantries, but that was, we always thought they were inside the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Just a little room?
Yeah, just a
uh-huh.
little, cupboard or something for storing food,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Say if
we had safes,
mm-hmm.
safes, what we call a.
What was that like?
Safe,
uh-huh.
like an armor, you know,
uh-huh.
or something. You know, like a big upright thing built like a. Okay, now let me show you what a safe, how
uh-huh.
safes, because this is what they were. They were. Things with two doors on them,
uh-huh.
and where you store your food, you know, they look just like, what do they look like? You ever heard of a chiffro? Chiffro?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, with two doors on them,
uh-huh.
chiffro. Well, that's the way a safe resembles it, but just larger,
mm-hmm.
and I think they had screen on them or something,
mm-hmm.
you know.
This chiffro was used for clothes.
Clothes, that's
clothes.
Right, yeah. Huh? We first we had what we call our armoires, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid.
How were they different from the chiffro?
Well, they was much smaller.
The armoires?
Yeah, no, the chiffro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But the armoires were big old things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Could you hang clothes up in
them? Or? Yeah, you could hang clothes at the top. They were so large that you could store either overcoat in the top, in there, and then put stuff at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not, I think it had storage place in the top. Them things were tremendous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness, I guess they were, might have been 4 foot wide and
mm-hmm.
over 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm. What about the chiffro?
Well, the chiffro was just a little bit larger than, I mean, then what we call a chest of